Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. As we continue our salute to the corporate cookers and the National Barbecue Month, we talk with Josh Franken, cooking for St. Alexa Hospital.
So what's your name and who are you cooking for?
I'm Josh Franken, and I'm cooking for St. Alexa's Hospital.
What are you cooking today?
I'm cooking pork. I've got one tri-tip in there, but I've been doing pork for about 14 hours right now.
So describe that 14-hour process. Is there a marinade, an injection, a rub?
Well, I bought locally here at the Worst Shop, and you know, the great people to work with there, and brought the stuff home, I rubbed it all down, let it sit for about a half an hour, and put it into my smoker last night at 200 degrees, let it smoke for 2 hours, pull it off of the smoker, put them into roasting pans, let them roast for 10 hours, pull them back off, shred them up, put them back into the smoker, and let them smoke now for about another 3.5-4 hours.
So you almost got a full day into each one of these pieces of pork that people are eating, huh?
It's a labor of love, absolutely.
You can taste the love, that's right. It looks like you guys got some tortillas.
Yes, we do. We're kind of doing a mixture here. We've got a salsa marinade that we're putting on top of it. We've got a corn and a flour shell over here on the side that we're putting into them. We've got some different flavors, barbecue sauces that we're using. So kind of doing the tango two-step for people's mouths now right now.
Where are you from?
I'm right here in Dickinson, South Park.
Oh, you're South Hart. Okay. I love going to the Farmer's Daughter's Cafe.
There you go. There you go.
How about the your background? How did you get to be the cooker? Do you got a background in this, or are you just the guy who barbecues in the backyard the most?
Actually, I used to run a catering business back in Oregon before we moved up here about four years ago. My wife here works for the hospital, and I've cooked for a bunch of different folks around for the hospital, different functions, you know, marathon, for tailgating parties. And, you know, when they wanted to do pork, you know, it's my way of helping out with the community, helping out with the hospital. They do a phenomenal job to me, and I want to just kind of help them back. So they asked me if I wouldn't mind doing it, and absolutely not a problem.
Tips for somebody, without giving away your trade secrets, tips for somebody who's an aspiring pit master of any age.
Some of my how I learned was actually a bunch of people would come over to my house. I used to be a police officer, and a bunch of people would come over to the house and loved my food, and eventually I just kind of picked it up, moved slowly through it, bought things. Now, for somebody who's getting into it, my advice is be patient, slow and low. It definitely is the secret to all kinds of meats. Be patient, no peeking. If you're poking in on the meat, you're not smoking on the meat. So really, really be patient that way. And be creative, you know. Travel outside of your norm. Explore with different things, but stick with things that do work for you. Cook for what you want. You know, how your taste buds are. And people will come.
Do you get into the different hickory chips or apple, pecan, or anything like that?
Yeah, today I'm actually did a mixture of between pecan and hickory. So just kind of hitting it with two different types of woods. Keeping it low. I try not to breach anything above 200 degrees. You know, as we're doing our pork, it'll dry it out. Make sure that you really keep things moist in there. I got a water pan in there to kind of keep the steam going inside of the meat to keep it tender. I would encourage people to maybe spray the meat periodically. You can use a butter rub or a cider or apple juice is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
For marinades, you know, explore around. Anything poultry, use a sweeter kind of wood, cherry wood, apple wood, that kind of thing, pecan. Anything for harder meats like beef, tri-tips, briskets, use a hickory or a mesquite.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
To listen to the full-length interview with Josh Franken, cooking for St. Alexa Hospital, or to listen to other barbecue features on Coffee and Capitalism, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul is now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of a wintertime city clouds.
You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
For one night only, the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue is coming to town. Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Come one, come all. For this year's big event, it's Under the Big Top at the Bakken Barbecue. Tickets are only $15. Children 8 and under are in for free. Enjoy spectacular food, live music, and games. It's open to the public, alcohol beverages provided by Maverick Saloon, and this year's event will benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue for one night only, Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's Friday, June 16th for the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue.